Shalom, this is Yahya Davidi from New Bambi. I'm broadcasting Israel, broadcasting on behalf of Kosher 101.9 radio around the world. We represent Brit'Am, which is an organization whose task is to prove to the world that the Lost Ten Tribes were exiled and that their descendants are now to be found amongst Western peoples, especially in North America and areas such as the British Isles, Australia, New Zealand, and certain portions of Northern Europe. Historically, most of the peoples in these regions came from Northern Europe, from North and Western Europe. They got there through several waves of migration that have been historically recorded. They were descended from the Lost Ten Tribes, according to our findings. The Lost Ten Tribes descend from Israelites. Originally, 12 tribes of Israel, Lost Ten Tribes comprised the majority of these tribes. The majority of Israelites were taken away by the Assyrians, taken away to different portions of the Assyrian Empire, and they lost their identity. They lost knowledge of who they were, but they had an historical task to play and to fulfill. There was a reason for this. Divine Providence had its own reasons for wanting this. And it did happen. At all events, it did happen. And it was prophesied that it would happen. It was also prophesied where the Lost Ten Tribes would go to, what areas they would dwell in. Different signs are given. As we have proven, you can should go to our website, to Brit'Am, www.britam.org, where you'll find plenty of material on this subject and background reading of great importance. The Lost Tribes were taken away by the Assyrians. They were taken away in stages, and they became part of the Cimmerians, the Scythians and the Goths, who moved into southern Russia or moved straight away into Western Europe. And those those in southern Russia later also moved to Western Europe, with a portion of them remaining behind and becoming the Khuzars, who were assimilated mainly by the Jewish people. In addition to most of the Israelites being taken overland and being taken to different portions of the Assyrian Empire, there was also a migration by sea. Israelites were taken overseas in ships by Philistines and by Phoenicians acting on behalf of the Assyrians. We find this indicated in the Bible. Isaiah 9:1 speaks of an exile by way of the sea. The verse there is a bit uncertain as to its exact meaning, but according to the commentaries, it definitely is speaking of different stages of exile. One of these stages of exile was by way of the sea. Amos in chapter 4, verse 3, actually 1 to 3, speaks of the kine of Bashan, the cows of Bashan. Bashan was a place in Israel beyond the Jordan. He's talking about the women of Israel who incite their husbands to bring them more money, and they don't care how they get it, just bring us more money so that we may live in luxury, even though their husbands go out and do it by oppressing the poor people. That these women incite their husbands to act in this way, and how they will be punished, how they will be taken away in. They will be taken away in big ships and in fishing boats. The Hebrew verse says, Zinot Besvina Duga. Zinot are big ships, and Svina Duga are fishing boats or boats. There was a Phoenician type of boat known as a fish boat, which was not necessarily used for fishing. It was more named because of its shape, which was shaped after a fish. So a very large boat, and also we later find in the Isle of Cyprus large boats bearing this name. So this apparently is what is being referred to, and it is saying that a portion of the Israelites would be taken away in fishing boats. In the King James, the word for fishing boats, Sir Duga in Hebrew, has been translated as fishing hooks, but that is inaccurate. The word expressly means boats, so we would be taken away in boats. Isaiah, incidentally, in 11:11 also speaks of different places where the Israelites were to be taken to, and one of them was the Isles of the Sea. And to get to the Isles of the Sea, you have to be taken away in boats. It also mentions, if you go to Isaiah 9:13 and onwards, how Ephraim will be associated with the Phoenician city of Tyre, the major city, Phoenician city of Tyre, and how, too, when the Tyre will be destroyed, Ephraim will also suffer. We know that the Phoenicians were conquered by the Assyrians at the same time as the Israelites were, or just beforehand. The Phoenicians from Tyre tried to re-establish themselves on the Isle of Cyprus. There too, the Assyrians overtook them, Assyrian authority overtook them, so they moved to the area of Tartessus, which previously had existed as a maritime civilization. Also from the Middle East, the Phoenicians had conquered this area of Tartessus. They renamed it Tarshish or Tarsis. It is referred to as Tarshish in the Bible, even though the name Tarshish can also be referred to other areas, such as the nature of the Hebrew language of biblical terminology, that sometimes one name can be used to apply to different areas, as we also find in modern times. In modern expressions, we have different areas in the world with the similar names. At all events, in Isaiah 23 describes the ships of the people of Tyre and Sidon, of howling, of being destroyed, of passing over to the isle, meaning to the Isle of Kittim, and there too not finding rest. In other words, passing over to Cyprus, and that they will go there, and that will move to Tarshish, where too they will be like a people that they will bring with them, will be like a river overflowing its banks, and there too they would be conquered, and there too the Assyrians overtook them. And this historically is what happened. So we find that the Phoenicians re-established themselves in Tarshish, and the Assyrians conquered them. We also find that shortly afterwards, the area of southern Spain and of southeast Spain received a wave of new immigrants. Prior to that time, this area, this region, had been sparsely populated. There had not been that many people there, and it had been the standard of civilization of those who had been there was very low. Shortly after the Assyrians conquered the Phoenician cities, this area of southern and southeast Spain received a wave of new people coming in. The people who came in according to archaeological findings, they had a level of civilization, a type of civilization, of culture, deriving from the Middle East, especially from the areas of Phoenicia and of northern Syria, where too, according to our findings, Israelites had been prior to the Israelites conquering those regions. We find similarities to the region, the former region of Israel, especially, for instance, there's a city called of Toscanus, which was the major fortified area, garrison in the region, and it was built in a style of construction, whose only parallel has been found in the area of Samaria, in the former Israelite area of Samaria, and also in Cyprus. We also find certain names such as Gilad, for the name of the people settling there, which comes from Gilead in Israel, and also Danium from the tribe of Dan, and the use of Sumerian metal, the production of Sumerian metal, from named after Samaria, and other names and so on, indicating that Israelites were at least amongst these peoples who had settled there. And incidentally, this was talking about the Bronze Age, the Age of Bronze, when the use of bronze was the major metal used. Bronze is an alloy produced from tin and copper. A good portion of the tin produced at that time came from Britain, was taken, brought to the Middle East by Phoenicians, trading with Britain or having colonized areas of Britain of Cornwall. And incidentally, the Phoenicians also had contacts with Ireland, and they had mining enterprises in Ireland, Irish gold, copper, and other minerals. And the Phoenicians produced this, and they brought it to the Middle East. And this is why the Assyrians had an interest in the area. The Assyrians were transporting peoples to this region, of southern Spain, in order to control the trade of tin, which was a vital commodity. It was something similar to oil to petroleum in our time. It was a major international commodity of vital importance by resettling colonists in southern Spain, and possibly also in Britain. In the eyes of Britain, the Assyrians were gaining control over that area, and after that time the price of tin plummeted. It came right down. It became very cheap compared to what it had been previously, and very plentiful, and this resulted in an economic boom in the Assyrian Empire. We find in Amos that Amos condemns, in chapter 1, condemns both Tyre and the cities of the Philistines for betraying the Israelites, for participating in the exile of Israelites, for delivering up the whole captivity to Edom, for delivering the Israelites up to the Assyrians, who contained an Edomite element amongst them. The Philistines and the Phoenicians are condemned. The cities of Philistia are condemned for this act, for betraying the Israelites, for allowing themselves to be used as proxies to transport Israelites to these areas. This is, look it up, this is what it says in the Bible. The Bible mentions this. Archaeological evidence confirms it. These new settlers in the south of Spain, after 150 to 200 years, their settlements were abandoned. Roman writings such as historian Justin indicate that they moved from the south and southeast of Spain to the north and northwest of Spain. Irish traditions, Irish legends, Irish histories also say that their ancestors were Scythians, that they came from Scythia, that they had been in Egypt together with the Israelites. They had once practiced the Mosaic faith. They had been together with the Israelites before the Israelites crossed the Red Sea. They included Israelites amongst them, and that they had come from the area of Egypt and of Israel to the west, first having been transported to Spain, and from Spain moving to Ireland and to Britain. This is found in Irish legends, in Irish traditions concerning the Milesians, the descendants of Niall, and is given in great detail. Much of the detail can be attributed to literary fancy, to inventions for people amusing themselves and telling stories for the purpose of entertainment. Nevertheless, we often find historical proofs of what they are saying. Sometimes they give details which only now are they being verified as historically correct, and the only conclusion must be that these Irish traditions, incidentally also Scottish traditions, but mainly Irish, do have historical truth behind them. We will continue at a later date on this theme, but at all events, you received an outline, and it shows how both the Bible and modern recent archaeological researchers interlock with each other and confirm each other and help explain each other. They show us that the Lost Ten Tribes moved in different ways from the Middle East to the West in several different stages and different ways, but they got there. And the Bible says that they would get there, and it was prophesied that they would get there, and they got there for a reason. This is Yair Davidi signing off from Kosher Radio 101.9, New Bambi. Thank you.